Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Welcome again to the Matthew James Medium Show. It was the Matthew James Medium Hour, and this was intended to be a two-hour show this evening, but I was unable to schedule in the extra hour, so here we are again on an hourly show, and it is going to go very quickly, and I do have a lot of things that I want to put into this show this week. Hello to everyone who's currently listening, everybody who's said on Facebook that they're actually show. Hello to anybody in the US who is listening at this moment in time. We do have a special, fantastic guest who I'm just waiting to actually call in and then I can bring her into the show. The planned discussion for this particular evening is paranormal activity. It's just all the things that go bump in the dark, all about paranormal experiences, all about ghosts, all about, hauntings, say paranormal investigations, anything and everything that actually comes to mind between me and my special guest. I do have a number of music tracks that are intended for this evening's show as well, but I'm going to actually try and minimize the music because, like I say, I do only have a one-hour show this evening. I did actually pose a question on Facebook page, and I have got a lot of responses, which I do actually want to get through, particularly as part of the discussion. Anybody is actually free to call into the show, whether you say the direct number or Skype. Anybody who's in Australia, I do actually recommend Skyping, picking up on the call list, and I will bring you to the show. The idea really is more than personal one-to-one readings. On this particular show, I was hoping to really discuss
your own psychic abilities and maybe just get a bit of rapport going and a little bit of a discussion. I might actually have a bit of a conference going. I might get a few people in and we all can talk about our experiences together and come and try and reach some kind of conclusion. I'm still waiting for my guest. My guest is scheduled to be the amazing Maureen Barretts. She is a psychic medium, an alchemist. She is a teacher. She also has her own radio show with a friend of ours, Jacqueline Close Moore. I am waiting for Rain to arrive. Rain, if you are listening to this, just please come into the switchboard following the Skype link. There will be a blue Skype button on the link page. If you come in on that, and that's also for anybody else who wishes to come in as a guest via Skype, I can pick you up on there. I can then bring you into the show. But I did put a number of questions. I've got about 18 responses so far, and I do wish to get through as many of those as I can. Anybody who's listening to this for the first time and doesn't know who Matthew James, a medium, is, can I suggest that you go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I am a clairvoyant and medium. I have been a professional clairvoyant and medium for the last 30 years. I do use clairaudience, clairsentience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, claircognizance in the readings that I do, as well as employing my own cards, which are the Light of Truth oracle cards. I use tarot cards, various oracle cards to do one-to-one readings. Distance really is no object with me. I do have clients here in Australia, New Zealand, UK, America, Philippines, India, France, all over the world basically. So anyone wanting to know more details about me, do go over to my website. I am also on Facebook. My search name on there is MJ Medium. We don't seem to have Rain at this moment in time. So what I'm going to actually do is I'll just start reading out some of the experiences that a number of people have discussed here on the Facebook page. Now, if you do go over, you are on Facebook, and you go over to the Matthew James Medium Hour events page, either on my public figure page, which is Matthew James Medium, or on my personal page, or even in the events for this week, and you put your own experiences there, I will try to get through as many as I can, and I will discuss yours here on the radio this evening. Now, Larnie is the very first person that actually commented here. Thank you, Larnie. You quoted on the 26th of October that your most scariest moment was when you saw some blood dripping down the walls of your nan's old house. I can't perceive exactly that experience, but I'm going to say that is quite a shocking and an unnerving paranormal experience there. Michelle, this is an interesting one. The other morning, I heard a man talking. I thought it was someone outside until I heard my youngest talk back to him in our stairwell. Now, that clearly, Michelle, is clearly quite an interesting paranormal experience, because obviously your youngest son talked back to the voice as well. Now, obviously, any sceptics out there might say, well, it was someone in the house, somebody, say, at the top of the stairwell, unbeknown to our friend Michelle here. But knowing Michelle's integrity, I know that her and her son were the only people in the house, and that will have been quite an interesting experience. Susan, you posted here, Port Arthur in the parsonage. Literally was being choked and stabbed in the back to point I could not breathe.
There was no one behind me, and although I didn't tell the tour guide, he pointed in my direction and said the story is someone being killed in that spot. I could not breathe till I left the building, and then instant relief. Didn't scare me. I accept these things. Now, the next experience I've got here is from Desiree. It wasn't unnerving, but in my other house, I had a bedroom at the back of the house that we didn't really use. When I got married, I put the prezzies in that room, and we were going to open them when the whole family got together the next weekend, when everyone got there. I couldn't open the door. All the prezzies were stacked against the door so that you couldn't open it. Every time I went in that room, it was always cold, so I didn't attempt to go in there much. Then one night, a friend stayed, and she had her daughter sleep in the room. When I set up the room, I said to whatever it was to leave the child alone. It didn't listen. The child was, I believe, pushed out of the bed. The mother said that a child had never fallen out of the bed before. Not sure who it was, but they didn't like anyone going into that room. Also, all the taps would turn on by themselves or the radio would go on, but I wasn't scared for some reason. Now, I'm just checking again on the switchboard. We do not actually have any sight of rain here. So what I will be doing is I will be having a music interval very shortly, and I will try and actually bring Irene into the show. Just on with more of the experiences here. Kathy, my recent one was when my 15-year-old daughter took a photo of herself in her room. She looked at her photo on her phone, and there was a male's face next to her. She deleted it before she told me. I would have loved to have seen who it was. I mean, that is quite a common thing these days. Using the digital camera, the digital imaging, and obviously capturing orbs and capturing people on the phones and the photographs that clearly weren't there prior to the photograph being taken. I mean, again, looking at it from the skeptic's point of view, the skeptic tends to say that, well, there was probably just somebody who dashed behind you, unbeknown to the person taking the photograph, that this person just suddenly decided to come into view. But I don't believe with the skeptical viewpoints, because I've taken a number of photographs, and I mean interesting photographs, where I've just literally been taking pictures of local landmarks here in Canberra. It's only when I've got home and I've downloaded the photographs onto the camera, off the camera onto the computer, that I've noticed strange occurrences. I've had the images of two boys swimming in what we call Pine Island here, and they clearly were not swimming in the water when I took the photograph. Yet there is this eerie image of these two young boys seemingly superimposed onto the photograph. The interesting thing about this is that there was some news of a couple of boys drowning in this same pool a couple of years prior to me taking the photograph. I also was in another local area near to where Gibraltar Falls was. And now this is about 3, maybe 4 years ago. It was when we just not long after we'd first arrived here in Canberra. And I took a photograph of a landmark. Many of my friends will actually have seen this particular photograph. There is this long line of light going down the rock face. Very strange long line of light. And within this line of light, there are clearly figures. There are clearly what's like people standing on the rock face, being illuminated by this strand of light. Clearly, when I took the photograph, these people weren't there. So, I mean, I know from my own experience what digital imaging can actually pick up from the world of the paranormal and the world of the unseen. And there's also this scenario, a phenomenon known as echo mist. Anybody who does paranormal investigations will know exactly what I mean by echo mist. It's when you go to somewhere, for example, like a graveyard, or you go into a phenomenon, a reported haunted building. And when you have taken the photograph and look at the photograph back, particularly on a computer, when it's actually in a larger scale, you can see it more clearly. There is this there is this grainy mist that suddenly appeared on the photograph that could not be seen at the time that you took the photograph. And generally there'll be images, there will be shapes, there will be phenomena going on within this mist. That is what I understand to be by the term echo mist. And I do have hundreds of examples of echo mist from our trips to the local riverside graveyard in Queanbeyan, the animal graveyard. We have hundreds of images. Now, anyone who is interested in seeing some of those particular images, please give me a PM or send an email to MatthewJamesMedium@gmail.com, and I will send you some thumbnails of the images so you can actually see these images for themselves. Now, again, we do not have any sign of rain, so what I'm actually going to do is I'm just going to have the first music break. I just want to play a track. Now, I do have a choice of a few here that I do want to play. I think I'm actually going to go with an Aerosmith favourite. It is from their current album, and it is called We All Fall Down. I'm then going to try and get a hold of Reen, and then we can go on to the next part of the show. So, Reen, if you are listening, please expect a phone call anytime from us to try and find out where you are. Okay, We All Fall Down by Aerosmith.
When your dreams are shattered.
Hello and welcome back to the Matthew James Medium Show. My apologies for it not being a two-hour show this evening. The fault is with Blog Talk Radio and the space that I've had allocated. I don't have enough space for the 2 hours. I'm still trying to get hold of Reen. Reen Barracks, where are you? Where are you, Reen? I'm just getting a message from she's got the time wrong. Time is now. You need to come on the show, Reen. She's in Melbourne. I forgot that there is a time difference in Melbourne. Is there not a time difference in Melbourne? Reen, if you're listening, it's 7:22 here as well. This is the wonders of live radio, everybody. It's a scenario that it is. I am proving that it is actually live. This is not a pre-recording, and I am just waiting for Reen to actually come back in, to come in and to arrive. Just a few shout-outs for people who are actually in the chat room. Hello to Chris. Hello to Greg. Hello to Sean. Hello to Patricia. Hello to Vaccine Truth News. I'm sorry, I don't know what your first name is, but I'm going to say hello to you anyway. Now, we are talking about paranormal activity. Now, what I'm actually going to do, I think I'm actually going to take a caller. I've got an area code 360 who has been patiently waiting for about half an hour. So I think I will actually bring a live caller in. Hang on a second, please. Hello, area code 360. Can I have your first name, please?
Hi, my first name's Laurie.
Hello, Laurie, and welcome to the Matthew James Medium Show. Have I spoken to you before in the past?
Yes, about last year.
Yeah, I know I've been off the show I've been off the airwaves for about a year because of my illness. So when I was second show back, it will have been probably prior to October. How can I help you this evening, Laurie? Have you got a paranormal question, or do you wish a personal reading?
A personal.
Okay. What's your issue? What's your question for me, Laurie? I can give you 4 or 5 minutes because. Seriously, I want to get on. I'm trying to get my other host into the show, but I can certainly give you 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm wondering about where and when I'll be moving again.
Okay, so you were in where and when you're going to be moving again. Can you give me your date of birth initially? I don't need the year. I can actually start off with the numerology for you.
October 14th.
So we're 14/10. Okay, so according to your numerology, you're really in a 4 vibration now. And what that will indicate to me at the moment, Laurie, is that this needing to move again is a real driving force for you at the moment. It's really something that's really pushing you. It's what I call a blind ambition. It's almost like that. It's almost become an obsession that you have to do it this particular year, isn't it? It's an obsession.
Yeah, kind of. Yep.
It's a necessity. Let's put it into another word. Let's put it into a necessity. Now, I know I've got a grandfather here. I do want to go over some other side. I want to say that your mum's father has passed. Here is a guy that regretted a lot of things that he did in life. Here is a guy that's having a lot of second thoughts on things. And here is a guy that in some way, shape or form is trying to influence you to not make a hasty decision. Because the truth is the truth that you have got you do actually have plenty of time. It doesn't have to be now. It can be the end of the year or the beginning of next year. Is that correct, Laurie?
Yeah, they told me that. They told the landlords told the housing authority that they would let me rent month to month after my lease is up in November.
Okay, so all I knew is what my grandfather was saying to me. It wasn't critical at the moment, but it can be in the new year. Now, I understand why it can be in the new year. Now, you do recognize the grandfather, don't you? Now, he's saying it might have been cancer that he had, but I don't think it was cancer that took him over, but I do know he had a bad stomach.
Yeah, I never met my mother's father.
Right, but did you have any family story at all example of this grandfather, somebody who was a little bit harsh and a little bit hard, and somebody
right.
who at times wasn't regretful.
Yeah, I heard that he was hard and harsh, and I heard he was Native American, and that
right.
he was, yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is what I'm actually seeing is he clearly was particularly good with his hands. And I take it that he got by in life. He might have got by in life just making the odd thing, doing the odd thing for people, maybe just being a little bit of an odd job man for people. And this is how he got by. And I'm going to say he never had more than he needed. What
bad.
He's trying to stress... Sorry?
That's too bad.
Well, I mean, all he's trying to actually say to you, Laurie, is look, I'm not going to say the words he said because I will not swear on my radio show, but he's saying that you've had a shipload of troubles recently. I mean, when he means recently, we mean in the last few years. And
yeah.
really, you now want to actually leave all these issues behind and have a fresh start, and that's really what this is all about. This is why you really want to move. You want to have a fresh start.
Yeah.
Now, does that include as well that you have left a gentleman behind as well? That you we've now finished with a gentleman.
Well, last year has been. I haven't been around anybody for over a year, practically.
But. I've got to say, by the way, that he's saying this is, as far as he's concerned, this is in the recent past, and it shaped you as the person that you are, and you are now wanting to change that shape and become somebody else, a little bit like a piece of mercury or like a chameleon. You want to go have a fresh start in a new district somewhere else altogether.
Yeah, I'm not... I just want to find a decent place to live with a decent landlord, or you know, a decent place.
Right. What I can't do is wave a magic wand and say how or where it's going to be. All I can actually do is go with the instructions that I've got and by the guidance that I've got from grandfather. That I do understand that his words are you might have to change. District. Now, you are not linked to, say, Washington at all, or New York, or North, the top end of America, are you?
Yeah, I'm in Washington State.
You're in Washington State. I knew you were in Washington State because the way you kept saying you're going to have to shift district. And the thing that actually came to mind with me was Washington because I've obviously my geography, I know of districts, so you're going to have to change district. His wording is, you will remain in Washington for the time being, but I do want to link you to New York. I do, for some reason, want to link you to New York.
Oh my God, I wouldn't want to live in a city.
Okay, all I'm going to say is the prospects that you've got, right, the options that you've got, he's saying there will be options that will provided. It will be provided. But you're going to be in addition, you will be in Washington eventually, but you might have to do a little bit of movement to come back. I don't know what that entails, but it might be work options.
I'm not working right now.
Yeah, well, in other words, what he's trying to instill in you is the belief that you will be you'll be living somewhere in the Washington state. I'm not on about Washington D.C. I'm on about the Washington state, somewhere within the Washington state, some district. I'm not being placed. I'm not placing you in Washington, D.C. I'm wanting to place you in the Washington state somewhere.
Yeah, I was hoping to move closer back towards where I moved out from. I'm kind of living in the rural right now, and I wanted to live closer back towards the town?
Well, all I can actually say for you, Laurie, is that he is pointing towards the February March period, round about the February March period, as a go, as a green light for you. And obviously, there are work vacancies and there are placements for you.
Okay.
So, what I'm going to say, Laurie, is I'm going to have to leave your call there. I hope it's been giving you some insight. I mean, obviously, I can't pinpoint exactly where you're going to work and how you're going to work because that information hasn't been given to me because I've been working as a medium. But I do know that you are not being ignored at all. You are being looked out for. What I will say is that I know from what's been said in the chat room that Seattle is in the Washington state. Have you got any connection with the outskirts of Seattle at all?
Yeah, I have a friend that's his name's Dave. He's dying of prostate cancer right now.
Ah, okay. So that isn't actually work related then, unless you've got nursing and counselling ability, and you'll be obviously nursemaid in this gentleman. But I did want to actually say that I saw some sort of train journey to the outskirts of Seattle for you, and I honestly thought that was going to be work related.
Yeah, I'd probably have to work if I helping him if I went down there. But I don't know if he wants me to come down there or not.
It might be the first of the journeys that you will be finding yourself on. Listen, I would love to be able to have a magic wand and to really help you, Laurie. I know I can sense the situation that you're in. I unfortunately going to have to leave the reading there, and I'm going to hope that it's actually been a help for you at this time.
Yes, thank you. I hope you...
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you for your call.
I'll hope to speak
to you again soon, and I hope you've got some feedback or some better news, because it does sound like it's particularly difficult for you at this moment in time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Laurie, I'll leave it there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, I'm just going to go back to the comments that are on Facebook at this time regarding the theme, which is the paranormal activity. I mean, my own experiences. I've had numerous experiences of things that go bump in the dark. I've had the night terrors. I've had the feet that have been grabbed by unseen hands when I've stuck my feet out of the quilt. I've had the face scratched. I've been boxed, I've been thumb punched, I've been pushed out the bed, I've been thrown across the room. One particular memorable, when I say memorable experience, was we'd gone to Monte Cristo in June in New South Wales. It's a well-known haunted hotel and a house in Australia. And I wasn't even in the house, and I was standing in the garden with my wife and with some of our friends, and I got one friend on one side of me and one friend on the other side of me, and I was wearing a particularly thick, it was a Rohan jacket, like a mountain jacket, and I had a shirt on underneath. I think I might have had a jumper on underneath, and I felt this almighty scratch feeling on my right arm, and I actually reacted and I went, ow, somebody's just scratched my arm. Didn't really think much of it. My friends weren't really reacting to it in any way until we went to one of the local pubs for some pub grub for a lunch. And I was just investigating my arm. I actually pointed the arm to my wife and to my friends because there was a huge scratch and it was actually bleeding. I'd actually, some months seen forth, had actually scratched my arm. There was nobody about that could have done it, because like I say, I was between the two friends, but I had a huge scratch on my right arm, which was a little bit unnerving at the time, because obviously I had no idea who had done that. And on another instance, I'd been doing a home reading for a client about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was round about Christmas time.
This particular client's grandfather, who was in spirit, was a real anti-Christmas person. He really did not like Christmas. He really did not enjoy Christmas. And he was remarking, making a sarcastic comment about our Christmas tree and the fact that we got Christmas decorations. And I was getting all the confirmation from the client. Now, for some reason, this grandfather decided to do a little bit of poltergeist activity just to prove he was there. And we had some Christmas cards up on the wall, the usual way you drape some string between two pins in the wall, between two pegs in the wall, and then you actually hang your cards. You know, the usual thing that you would do with Christmas cards. And at that exact moment, some unseen force yanked those cards off the wall and actually threw them down on the floor. There was no way those cards had fallen down. They'd actually been yanked down, and my client actually saw and witnessed and said, "That'd be right. That'll be my grandfather. That'll be my grandfather. That's the type of thing that he would do." And yeah, that was one particular instance. Another instance, I remember a rather accident-prone cousin coming through for a client, and I had a glass of Coca-Cola on my reading table, and my hands were absolutely nowhere near the Coke. Both me and my client witnessed the Coke lifting up off the table and was literally knocked onto the floor, and all the Coke spilt all over the wall and all over the skirting board and on the carpet. And I asked who that was, and I got this guy's name. Where it was Michael, it was Tony. And she says, "Oh, that's my cousin. That's right. That's my accident-prone cousin. He was always knocking glasses off the table." And it was absolute perfect proof at the time that the particular cousin was about. In another instance, I was doing a live phone reading at home for Psychic TV as an at-home psychic. And I had this lady's grandfather through, or it might have been her father, I think it was her grandfather. And I just literally, on my right leg, all three horizontal scratches just suddenly appeared on my leg and started bleeding. And all I said to my client was, "Well, your grandfather," I said, "his right leg, he didn't bleed easily, and didn't just suddenly bleed for no apparent reason on his right leg." Our client said, "Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. That's what used to actually happen to him. He used to just bleed for no apparent reason." So I was actually getting a physical manifestation or a physical sign that I was being overshadowed by the grandfather. The last one that I'm actually going to talk about this evening is what happened in the Psychic TV studio this particular Saturday. Now, the lady, my first call at the booth, the lady actually came through to me. Clearly by mistake, she was on another call, and for some reason she came through to me. But about 10, 15 minutes before her call, I'd been remarking to everybody in the studio that I had a guy in a black suit, taller than me, about 6'1", heavily built, short black hair. I'd actually seen this gentleman on about three or four occasions in the studio, and I was actually aware that it was likely to be for my first client. So my first client came on the phone line, rather surprised she was talking to me. I said I'd got her friend through who had died under suspicious circumstances. Well, he'd actually taken his own life. I'd actually established that. And I started describing this guy that I'd actually seen in the studio, and she was absolutely gasped on the end of the phone, because this person I was actually seeing in the studio, or seen in the studio, was her friend. He was 6'2". He was wearing a dark suit. He did have short black hair. He did have a scar that ran from the top of his right ear. Down to the bottom of his left ear on his scalp, where he'd actually been hit by he'd had his skull fractured due to being attacked. So all these things were absolutely with no shadow of a doubt confirmed that I actually had this guy. Then at that moment,
there were three horizontal splits beginning to form on my left wrist. There was a thin razor blade like slit appearing further down my arm, and there was a bright red wheal right on my vein where you would put you'd put a line into someone's arm if they were in hospital. And I started describing these to my client, and she confirmed that her friend actually had been self-harming towards the end of his life, and that when she'd last seen him, he had these three gashes on his wrist, he had this horizontal slash on his arm and in other places as well, and he had been taken into hospital. They had put a line into his left arm, and because there was insufficient blood in that arm, they did have problems putting the line in, and there was the red wheel mark. Now, my actual producer, Matt, in the studio, was actually a witness of these markings actually appearing on my arm. So those are my own, pardon me, personal experiences. So I know just how real this these phenomena are. Now, the other thing that I just want to just bring up here is I want to go to, let's have a look, Kathy. No, I've also mentioned Kathy. I want to go to Nadi. I see spirits a lot and have spoken with them on many occasions. This has been happening since I was in my late teens. Never ever been spooked by any of them. My husband passed away in 2013, and he had promised he would find a way to let me know he was all right after he passed. He did this, and I burst into tears. He's visited a few times, and I've moved house. Seeing him at the new house scared the life out of me. I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. Now, then we've got Susan. My very first spirit was my pop when I was about 6, who used to visit my room at night, stand at my bed. No, I'm unable to actually bring Reen on because Reen has to appear in the switchboard to be able to actually bring her onto the show. She has to log directly into the switchboard. We're still trying to get hold of Reen, and we only have about 15 minutes left. I'm unable to actually bring her onto the show. She needs to appear on the switchboard, and I need to bring her in directly. So, sorry, Reen, I can't bring you in. It's you have to press the little blue button that is on the link line, which will bring you into the studio. We have Susan. We've already had Kathy. I'll mention another one that Kathy said to me. Around 10 years ago, I was working in a salon. I had one junior with me. That salon had spooky things going on. Sometimes shampoo bottles would fall off shelves and the junior would always scream. It never affected me at all. One time the junior actually went a bit funny. Her shine was gone and she turned on me. She noticed the star-like engraving on the cemented ground in the back room with some inscription. She made me aware of it and asked me to engrave my name into it. Yes, stupidly I did. Halos had a figure of a person with horns on its head and a devil's tail. In that same week, I had the same imprint at the front of my apartment where I was living. The following week, I was aware that she had a big part of that. We were sitting in the back room having lunch on the bench. She was sitting near the window when she was asking me something. At the same moment, a fist print from the curtain of the window pushed her off the seat. She was screaming and freaked out. Obviously, the spirits in that salon did not like her and what she was doing. That is an amazing one, Kathy. That is one amazing experience. Wow. That's definitely something that is paranormal and unexplained there, and something actually very spooky as well. Now, Melissa, while making my daughter's bed one morning, I glanced up on her dresser, and my eyes caught a quick replicate of my grandmother's hymn sheet, which was given out on her funeral. She brought it in spirit form to show me. It didn't scare me. It just gave me a whole new meaning of the afterlife, that it truly exists. Quite life-changing, as I had fear of death at the time. Now, we are down to the last 13 minutes of the show. I just want to play another piece of music. And then I will I'll go into the next section of the story. Story live radio, not the story. I mean next part of the show. This is a Simply Red classic. It's Holding Back the Years.
That was Simply Red, Holding Back the Years, an absolute classic, and that's actually dedicated to my wife, Chris, who absolutely adores Simply Red, and she's always complaining that I put music on the show that she doesn't like. So on this particular show, there is a song for you, Chris. Now, Rhian apparently is unable to get on the show this evening, because each time she presses the Skype button to actually come into the show, Blog Talk's actually bumping her out. So it's something to do with the line. So apologies, everyone and anyone who was actually waiting to hear from Rhian, myself included, because when me and Rhian get talking, we get talking, and just about anything can come on, can come out. I mean, we were just we were starting on paranormal. We probably would have been talking about mediumship. We would have probably been talking about psychic ability, ethics in the industry. You name it, it would have been coming out. Now, in 2 weeks' time, there will be another Matthew James Medium show. I'm proposing to actually put it on possibly half an hour earlier, so I can have an hour and a half show. So I might actually start the show at 6:30 AEST time. I was going to say something else then. Australian Eastern Standard Time, so I can have an hour and a half show. Now, I'm going to need an hour and a half show for the next guest. I'm probably even going to need a 10-hour show for the next guest. We may actually have two guests. I might still bring Rhian on, but I want to bring on Maria Alita from Queensland into the next show. She's been on, and she's been on the Matthew James Medium shows and the Conversations with Spirit shows before, talking about her pet subject, which is Atlantis. And I do know that she would have liked to have come on the show this evening, but she will be on the next show in 2 weeks. Now, I don't have a diary, but 2 weeks to me takes us into about the 11th of November, I would say, roughly. Just waiting for my co-host. Yes, 11th of November. It'll be Tuesday, the 11th of November, at about 6:30 will be the next show. So that'll be 6:30 until, that's a definite. I'm not saying that on live radio. I'm going to. Somewhere around that time is my birthday, but we'll have a 6:30 till, say, 7:30, 8 o'clock show. Yeah, we'll have about an hour and a half. We'll have a 90-minute show, and we'll get up to hijinks, me, Maria, and I'll have sorted it out, how to get people on. I might even still remember how to conference people in if I can, but that's what we will be doing. I'm still trying to ride this bike, everyone. It's been over a year since I was last on here. Just for the record, exactly a year ago to the day, I would now have been in hospital. I would have had my my medical incident that put me in hospital for 12 weeks at the beginning of this year. I have fully recovered from it. I have had a number of events since. I was at a Living Energies shop at Warangamal, Brookvale in New South Wales at the weekend. I've been on Psychic TV this weekend. I am going to be at Embrace at the Miranda Shopping Centre on Friday, this Friday, but it is coming Friday, but it is fully booked. There is no more space for any particular readings on that day. I will be probably coming up for air if anybody just want to come in and say hello to me. We will be taking bookings for my third visit to Embrace later in the year. So my apologies to anyone who has rung Rosie in the last few days, because Rosie's the wonderful shop owner at Embrace. And we'll have been told that, unfortunately, Matthew is fully booked. That's my apologies for that. I have got time to just read out one more of my, let's say, fans on Facebook's experiences, and it's Susie. It's a bit of a long one. Thank you for the invite, Matthew James. It shall be quite interesting. Some great freaky experiences noted by both people. Mine don't really freak me out, but I do see my cat who passed. He hangs out and moves, plays with curtains. We all hear his meow at the same time. Saw my dad, who was also in spirit, once when I was young and never since then, but I know he's around. We feel his hand on our shoulders at times, and cold air even blowing past us in the house. no windows open for a breeze, mind you, because that's the one thing non-believers come up with. Tap was running in mum's room once, and her ashtray was moved from her side of the bed during the night to my dad's side where he used to sleep. Mum and I were also sitting on opposite sides of the kitchen bench when a cup moved from one side of the bench slowly in front of our eyes, in between us to the other side of the bench, then stopped at the edge and it didn't even fall. That was odd, actually, and a bit startling, I admit. Now, she does have quite a lot of other experiences that she's written down. Unfortunately, I do have a time limitation to actually fulfill with the fact I've only got an hour. And it is a gripe, I only have an hour. It does annoy me a little bit. Sean, his most unnerving paranormal experience is sleep paralysis. Desiree, she's had the same as Sean. So something about that line of thought would be great. Going about, would like me to do some kind of meditation to start off the show. In an hour show, unfortunately, I won't be able to do a meditation for everyone. But if I do manage to do an hour and a half show, if I can schedule one in, it is something to actually consider. I might do a bit of a guided meditation for everyone who's listening to the radio. That is an idea. Thanks, Sean, for suggesting that. Desiree's thing is, mine is more that something is pushing me down on the bed and you are trying your life to get your head up, but you can't. Happens from time to time. Or I feel something getting into the bed and nothing is there. I've had that experience, Desiree, as well, where somebody is like holding you down on the bed and they're across your chest and they're trying to actually strangle you. I have had that experience, so I know exactly what you are coming from, where you were coming from there. We are down to about the last 2 minutes of the show, so I'm going to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show this evening. My apologies for not being able to get Reen on the show tonight. It was due to Blog Talks. I think it is the number of people actually on Blog Talk at the moment. The limited number of guest calling spaces available. I think that was probably what it was. Thanks to Laurie in the Washington area for calling in this evening. I did have some other callers, but unfortunately I was unable to actually get through to them. Kasey, I'm going to be back on for an hour and a half show, fingers crossed, in 2 weeks' time, so please mark that in the diary. Now, I do want to go out with a particular favourite song of mine. It is by an American group called Queensryche. It is a track called I Remember. So, bye for now, everybody. Work. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.